This is Bethan from the Settling the Southlands podcast. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFRP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
No remixes.
Do I
remix?
Sounds awful.
Wow.
It's a banger. Or a bop. I don't know. Whatever the kids are saying nowadays.
A bopper.
I think it's
a banger.
Cap.
Bop, dip. Nope.
I'll be stuck in my head the rest of the night. Thanks.
Is episode 141.
Tons of fun.
The Lost Ones.
Get her done.
We're remixing 31. It. Yeah.
It'll come out in the Equalizer real good.
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's going to love it. I'm leaving it in.
Whatever happens, happens.
Y'all, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for returning, for coming back. So you've spent so many hours with us. And for that, we thank you.
It's honestly concerning.
Also true.
You know, I'm not saying I want to call in like a wellness check, but
kind of. Someone ought to.
Kind of. Some of you listen to this when you're like doing exercise, like mountain biking.
I've heard that that's a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, because then you laugh and then you swallow a bug. But that's just it's just protein.
I mean, every time I laugh, I swallow a bug. So
you know every time we touch, I get this feeling.
I once knew a kid who was obsessed with that song, and he came up with a playlist of 10 different versions of that song. And one time I had to do a book report at his house, and I could feel my soul leaving my body.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, but every time you guys touched, like,
it also wasn't very fun to touch.
Aw, that's the worst.
Yeah, right? At least make it
fun. Yeah, insult to injury.
Unfortunate. But thank you especially to our patrons who went over to patreon.com/professionalcasual, and they signed up for as little as $1 a month, or in the big leagues with the King Ding Double Dongers and the Professional Cake Sitters.
Big leagues.
The big leagues. They have that weird gum that comes in a pouch.
Oh, and it's all shredded up.
Yeah. Tastes like so good.
Turbo grape.
It's so good.
Turbo grape. Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Would you like berry or berry cram?
I ended that episode today. That's what the episode's called.
Berry cram?
Berry. I called it something else. It was like berry. But yeah, it's berry something.
It's really funny.
The cram salesman. I'm going to send you that.
Ben's brother in the Slithering sold like two different types of liqueur, and one was called Turbo Grape and the other was called Berry something. In the episode of the Slithering that comes out this week, everyone went to sleep and Alan Dern's like up for no reason and like makes a big deal about sneaking around and then just takes a tiny little shot of it and then just goes back to sleep and then pees three times.
Because he's also Taylor.
Yeah. What happened? When did I come up with that?
You were. I think someone asked Alan Dern, maybe, or maybe it was. Alan Dern was asking what type of specialty liquors they had, and I made up two insane flavors.
Turbo grape is pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I love that. Love that. Love that. Thank you so much to those top tier patrons. You know, like I've said it a handful of times and I will continue to say every time. So get used to it. Mr. Tisdale, X-Paxis, Rob, Dagna, Cider Drinker, Tony Hot Hands, Otis, Sire, Leroy Esquire, Devil Pup, Iron Maze, Wizard Skills, Bicon, and Briar Mage.
By the way, just a huge shout out to Sir Leroy in the Discord that holds movie nights in the Discord,
right? Yeah.
Which is just super dope.
Yeah.
He really does?
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he holds a poll and you get to vote on it, and then he sets like the time and then you get to watch
it. They do a watch party of
it's incredible. How do I get access to this?
You can by just looking in the show notes for the Discord link, or by being a Patreon at every level, or by subscribing to the Twitch, whether an Amazon Prime sub or a real sub.
Twitch.tv/professional casual network.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Easy.
What if I, nope, that's a dumb joke. Continue.
Another professional cake sitter, Devil Pup, runs our Blood Bowl leagues, which is actually in the free portion of the Discord, which you can just get to from the link in the show notes.
Nice. Shame I've never played that game, though.
But you did today. Lies.
Never.
You lie. We have recorded physical evidence of it.
Yeah, you say Brennan lied.
I pop back on and I was confused as heck. I was like,
what is this, a rerun?
Yeah, all these dudes just did our 24-hour streamathon, which was streaming over on Twitch. So,
boy, are my arms tired.
Streamed so much.
Did we play a lot of different games over?
It was a lot of games.
24 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was Baldur's Gate, which apparently people loved.
Yeah. Yep.
Really loved.
That was hot.
It was really cool to see a bunch of people come in there that were like, hey, I have 500 hours logged in Baldur's Gate. I've never seen whatever the hell you're doing is. And I was like, right. Have you considered doing everything wrong?
I have an eyeball leech.
If a hag asks you to make a deal, you say, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. Not, you're not, you can't transfer the save anyway, so who cares?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
I'm people with 500 hours in it and... transferred over the full game.
The opening section is 50 hours.
I've heard that's the starter area, right? That's crazy.
You can blow through it if you never read anything or talk to anyone and just kill stuff, but
that's not what those games are about.
I did the first time and I missed out.
I need to get a new laptop so I can play that game.
It's on PS5 too. Because I really want to.
I need a PS5 so I can play that.
If you want to send a PS5 to Dan, you can do so at the P.O. Box, P.O. Box G, as in...
Gapapa.
West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
As in, gee, I would cry if somebody sent a PS5 to me.
I wouldn't tell you.
You already have one.
I think they should send every part of a PS5 other than one part that is necessary for it to run, but you can't tell what part it is from the outside.
Ooh.
Wow, that's just torture.
Yes. I think I would just do the thing where it's on Christmas, you open batteries and then you open a HDMI cord and then, oh my God, it's PS5 controller. And every week you get pieces of the machine.
In a funnier bit, please send your empty PS5 boxes to the PS5.
Oh.
Filled with rocks.
Oops, all rocks.
Filled with rocks.
The year that Dan's parents got him a Wii for Christmas. That was painful hearing about it afterwards because they got him we were in college and they got him a vacuum. He's like, cool. And they
got $1,600 vacuum.
No, not that time.
It was $30 vacuum.
Oh. Yeah. They got him paper towel. And Timmy didn't even ask for an Xbox and he got one. And Dan's just okay.
It's so true.
Dan. He's so Dan. And he's just sitting on the couch and
after eventually the fifth pair of socks in a row,
he unwrapped all of his presents and he was like, okay, trying really hard not to get upset. And he's like, yeah. And finally his dad was like, this is too mean. They were hiding. They got him the Wii and they were hiding it. So.
He didn't even ask for an Xbox.
Is there anything crueler than parents?
No. I mean, it ended up all right. I got a Wii out of it. It was awesome.
No, yeah. Parents are kind of the worst. As a parent.
Yeah, talking about lying all the time. We lie to our kids constantly.
All the time.
God, every day.
That's why you have
kids. Talking about Christmas, we lie to them.
I didn't even need kids. I lie to my wife all the time.
I don't have a favorite.
She thinks you're at the gym right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What?
She thinks I'm at the gym right now.
Every Friday night, he comes here to go to the gym.
It's all right. He would have gotten it anyway.
He leaves being very sweaty, so it's...
Danny, is that a lie? Because I'm your favorite.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, actually, cool.
Thank you.
I don't even lie about it. Everybody here knows it.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Yeah. You say it often. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
Now, saying it during compromising situations—that's kind of another. Yep. That's a whole other issue.
And I'm like, Dan, you forgot about the laundry, and he's like, oh, sorry. I'm like, Ben's my favorite.
It's another tick on the Ben's my favorite.
She's written out on every one of my birthday cards.
Yep. Here's your gift card to Arby's. Ben's my favorite. Right? Yeah. He gets the Texas State Brazil one. Yeah, I send out
customized monogrammed versions of this to them to every one of you.
And then you go to redeem the Arby's gift card and you're like, why is
it? Oh, Ben already redeemed this.
Why is there only $1.74 left on this?
It's a used gift card at that.
1.5 wings.
You can't even get 2 things of ice cream at Rite Aid.
Please don't give Tim ideas for Chuck's birthdays.
I have always been incredibly respectful of Chuck's birthday and have never mentioned it whatsoever.
That's very true.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. As you do.
So on that note,
Taylor just reset.
My mom once got me a Wii and didn't get any games for it.
That's amazing.
Great.
Oh, no.
You can play GameCube games on it, though.
So I did. I did play GameCube games. And I was like, very appreciative that I had a Wii. Mm-hmm. Very. And, you know, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, this needs games. And she was like, what?
There's a thing, though, but like the Nintendo did, the Super Nintendo did. Like, there were so many consoles for a long section of generations where, like, it came with, like, a base Mario game.
Yeah.
You've already got games, and now you just have the new system. What's the problem?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I played Melee and all that crap, obviously, until I was like, oh, cool. Now I can get Brawl or whatever the hell came out.
I'm sure that I've told this story before, but my birthday is very close to Christmas, like 3 weeks after Christmas. My brother's birthday is 3 days before Christmas. And he would always get a ton of stuff for his birthday and then a ton of stuff for Christmas. My mom would take my Christmas pile and split it. Still, she
in front of you.
Everything was wrapped, right? Everything was wrapped in Christmas paper. And she would just be like, all right, I'm going to take these to the side and these will be her for her birthday. So for Christmas, I got CDs, like the Boys to Men CD, the Tragic Kingdom No Doubt CD. Whatever. Cool. Didn't get the CD player until my birthday. So, and she didn't know because it was all wrapped.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I had literally the best birthday ever because Christmas is in December. Oh, yeah. My birthday's in July. They're super far away from everyone else in my family. It was awesome. I was spoiled rotten brat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can tell.
You're still spoiled rotten.
That's true.
Ever since my mom got me shirts that were very uncomfortable for one of my birthdays, I have since been able to convince her not to give me any more birthday presents, and we're both happier for it.
I mean, if it works for both of you.
Yeah, right?
I just don't want presents. Like, if I want something, I'll buy it, and if you need to buy me something that I won't buy for myself, then, like, I don't know, I always need socks and underwear, man. Like, I don't want to think of where I'm going to put new stuff.
Yeah.
You just leave that on. Leave that to me.
Yeah.
Just,
and there is something about getting new socks for Christmas. I love getting socks.
Because I don't want to buy them for myself.
I'm buying socks.
That's selling out.
Mm-mm.
When was the last time you got socks for a major holiday?
When was the last time?
Yeah.
This last Christmas.
That's so weird.
That's so weird. I got socks with Tim's face on them.
And pants.
I also got leggings with Tim's face on them.
How many times that I get an advertisement that's like, you should buy a Hawaiian shirt with your friend's face on it. And I'm like, dude, it's just inevitable that I don't have to buy one at some point. So
it'll happen eventually.
I actually have a fake credit card that I use on those sites. It's a dummy one. I don't know which one it is. My family's given it to me so that when something comes up, that's something I really want like that. It just doesn't work, but it tells me it does. So I think it's on the way, but no money was actually spent.
Pretty great.
I don't understand any of what you just said.
Tim, if you have socks with your face on them, shouldn't you next put out a merch of hats with your feet on them?
So, great question. I do not have any socks with my face on them. A lot of people in this room do. I am one of them.
Fine. Question stands.
All I wanted for our friend Secret Santa Exchange was socks with Tim's face on them. That's like literally all I would ever put on my Elfster wish list. And I did not get them until finally I just took a screenshot of like a note in my phone of like some ideas, like, you know, I need this and I like that, blah, 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 big water bottle. And in all caps, socks with Tim's face on them. I finally got them. And a big water bottle. And some nice like winter socks too.
Yeah, yeah, cool, cool. Did you say Elfster?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's now a shame.
That's it.
Yep. It's the like website that we use to facilitate our
I got it through context. You don't have to explain it anymore or we bring it up again.
Is that like Napster but for elves?
Bring it up again.
But not the elves you're thinking.
Keebler elves.
Speaking of elves, you guys are going to try to put on a circus. But first, someone's got to answer that door. There's a knock on the door at Opera Bandy's house.
Oh, I'll get it.
You and me are like...
Yeah.
I think you guys went back to the circus.
Flood and Thresk are gone.
Yeah.
So
well, actually, this is Martin's job. I'll leave it to him.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll stand menacingly on the opposite side of the doorway.
Martin's is also gone.
I think he's aware.
Oh, yeah, Martin's is gone.
Oh, I think he's aware.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, I'll be honorary Martin's for the moment. I am dressed for it. I still have my apron on.
No shirt, but an apron.
No shirt, just an apron.
Yeah.
I'll open up the door with no regard to my with my own well-being.
All right. Standing on the threshold, you see a figure that you recognize.
The Night Hag.
No.
Of course.
Imagine. Still no. You see a worker from the ship that you took, your Mater's Bottom, and you specifically recognize this woman as having been working in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Peg leg.
Yeah, it's Peggy, the Usoki.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, Brenda well, forgot to meet her.
How are you doing?
Hello.
You got business with Opera Vandy here?
No.
Oh.
Is Brennan around?
I'm going to look outside and do a survival check to determine what time of day it is.
Survival check? I'd say it's like early afternoon.
No, you got to let him roll it first.
Yeah.
Visiting hours are between 8 and 4, so is it between 8 and 4?
Yes.
All right, you barely got in here in time. Probably... I'm going to have to ask you to keep your voice low. He's got a case of the sniffles.
Lying in the Shea Lounge still.
With your books and your tea and your...
Soup.
Yep.
Fuzzy blanket.
Just reset your glasses.
Sneezes and something comes out of his cheek powders. Oops.
Can we say that you have one of those cute little nightcaps with like the little pom-pom on the end of them?
If the water bag is tied to my head, yes.
I like eggs in it for some reason.
I'll let her in.
Okay.
I had to take off my new glasses to put my lensless glasses on to read.
Oh, that's actually really funny.
So she walks into the sitting room where Brennan has, you know, set up shop, essentially.
Mr. Brennan, you have a visitor. Someone came to see you while you're sick. Isn't that nice?
Who could have? Oh,
hello. It's Peg Leg.
Peggy.
Hello, Brennan. She like looks you up and down. I see you've been busy.
I'll give you two some space. Gonna make some tea and get you some. Do you like biscuits, Peggy?
I would take biscuits.
You would take my biscuits. I'll get them right for you. The thing is, Curva meant that literally.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, I made these biscuits and you can have them. So, once Curva leaves, Peggy crosses her arms.
Brennan just tries to smile.
So, what's befallen you?
We have successfully restored the Wellspring Tower.
Okay, that's good news.
And I've been stricken sick by a night hag.
There was a night hag attacking the Wellspring Tower?
No, that was here. That's out back.
Brennan, what kind of company are you keeping?
The night hag's heartstone was here and we found it and I had it and she attacked me and made me sick.
Milking it.
Yeah, he is.
She's gonna take like half a step back from you.
I don't know if it's contagious.
She like rolls her eyes at you. So, debrief me on the Wellspring Tower.
Oh, there were crazy mechanisms set up that we almost deactivated, but Zarest made it explode. It almost killed me. Luckily, Curva carried me out of the tower. Oh, there was also a roper that tried to eat me and almost killed me. And there were alchemical golems that were trying to pump us full of weird things.
And kill me?
I didn't almost die that time, though. Lots of Zolgaths everywhere.
Okay.
Whoever set up the machines at the Wellspring Tower wasn't there, as far as we could surmise. We believe they're at one of the other two towers in the Swordlands.
Okay.
And we're going to have a circus performance tomorrow and then head to the next closest one.
She, like...
I argued vehemently against it, but I was outvoted.
Okay. Well, it is important that you stick with your current occupation.
Yes.
As it were.
Unfortunately, the nature of my being here has been revealed to a few of them.
And how was that handled?
They mostly just yell at me for lying to them about being from the sewers of Absalom.
Well.
Which could be worse.
Okay. Do you think that there's any threat?
From the circus people?
Yes.
For our mission? Yes. No, they're actively helping.
Okay.
Things might get delayed a little bit here and there because they're not as focused on it as I am, but it's happening. We've gotten two so far. And only 170 episodes.
Time flies.
2 out of I don't know how many. I think at least 6.
Well, there are 2 more left here.
Yes. I believe we're going to the Life Root Tower day after tomorrow.
Very good.
I hope to recover from this sickness by then, but I don't know.
You got bitten by a night hag.
I don't know if she bit me. I can't remember. I was hurt badly. She did bite me. I do remember that. I don't want to, though. But yes, I don't feel well, so I'm resting and reading, learning about the Swordlands.
Honestly, Brennan, knowing what I know about you and your abilities,
mm-hmm.
I'm shocked you're not dead yet. Not for lack of trying, I suppose.
I am as well, especially after the last 3 times I've almost, 4 times I've almost died since here. That's too many.
So, at this point, Brennan, I want to propose something to you. If you're on your way to the next tower, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay with these circus people, and you can continue in that avenue. Or, if you want, you can come with me. I'm going to regroup with the others.
Have you found them?
I'm actively working on it. I'm
okay.
I'm pursuing a lead.
Wait a minute. When did you become an investigator? I can't just leave Kerva. He needs me. He gets hurt even more than I do.
Okay. Gozra, where's the powdered sugar?
All right.
But,
it is your choice.
I can't say that'll be my answer forever.
Okay. At some point, we will have to get back and put into place everything that we've learned here.
That is true. Yes, that is the end of our mission, our end goal. And when that time comes, I will have to tell Kerva.
Assuming you don't get eaten by a gerbil or something.
A gerbil's much smaller than I am. I don't think that would happen.
That's why there's the hyperbole, Brennan.
Oh, good one.
All right, wonderful. So tell me more about this mechanism. And she sits down in an armchair next to you, and we'll jump to the circus. I always imagine when you're coming to the circus, no matter where the circus is set up, you have to like crest a hill and then it's like down in a little like valley, you know?
Right.
As you crest the hill, you see Big Top is set up, tents are set up, wagons in a nice little like community ring area over there, and people are hustling, bustling, going, and over everything you hear the shrill voice. Again! Do it again! She from the whip. Top!
I was just gonna say in a whip crack.
And you see Marie.
No one gave her that whip.
She brought it from home.
Marie doesn't really get given things ever.
Yeah. You see her directing some kind of like drills with some of the circus performers. I'm going to assume at some point you sent Boraloo here because he was with you.
Yeah, 100% definitely. Yeah,
I figured when we got to town, we would have gone to Opera Vandy's and he would have gone right to the circus.
All right, cool.
But yeah, so as we normally do, once we re-enter the circus, I say the thing that lets everyone know I'm there. Mud. And then walk on in.
With the ringmaster staff?
No.
Mud.
No, we don't need that. They know better. And yeah, we'll find the professor and Marie and see what's going on. And if she's yelling and hooning and hollering, then that's the first place to go.
All right.
I'm going to hand the entrance person my personalized tickets that I've been giving people. Just so they know.
Okay.
These are the authentic ones.
Wink.
Marie!
Oh, Mud.
Mud.
Welcome back.
That's why, thank you. Seems like everything's actually running pretty well.
Things are going smoothly. I'm whipping some of these acts into shape.
There you go. We have a couple more that are going to be coming. I don't know if any of them came. There's like a little pixie guy.
Yeah.
He shoots arrows.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like a little dog person, a Shuni.
Oh, he's
talks to the dead. Real sings cute. To the dead, really, yeah.
Real cute.
Did you scritch him?
No. No, he was not.
That would be nepotism. She's kind of in lore management.
I still have no idea what that means.
He was not privy to scritches.
It's like three different types of ice cream.
Not this again. He and Cubby did have an interesting mating.
Oh, well, one's a dog man and the other one's a man dog.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So,
which is which?
Boraloo does not say hello the way that Cubby's used to saying hello. So that got kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, because Cubby's actually used to saying just hello. And Boraloo is little bit more friendly.
One wanted to sniff butts. The other was not about the butt
sniff. Wanted to butt sniff, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It happens to the best of us.
They're all right, though. It'll be fine.
But we are on track still for a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yep.
How did the other boat come in? Everyone come in okay?
Oh, yeah.
Any issues?
Fine. Nope, no issues. A little bit of seasickness, but, you know.
Okay.
No big deal.
So one thing we experienced when we first arrived was some people had sea legs, some people didn't, and there's almost like a mania that happens once people get off the boat after that journey, and they just like literally jump off the dock.
Yeah.
And then get really mad about it later.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure no one else was suffering from that at the time.
Nope.
Nope.
Everybody else was
just Brennan.
A fiddle.
Then.
It was just Brennan.
Probably because he hasn't been taking his medication.
Well,
I
can't help it. I'm here.
I'm not saying you're doing bad. You're doing wonderfully.
No. Oh.
If you weren't married, I'd marry you again.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of Brennan, though, there was a lady folk here sniffing around about him. I sent her over to Upper Vandy's way, but. That lady you saw he working in the kitchen on the ship.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Eggie.
So I actually forget what I know in character about this person. So I'm gonna kind of move on to the next conversation.
I think Mutt does know that she's Mr. Brennan's countryman, but I don't think he knows much more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're worried about Brennan being distracted and having some kind of fever, you know, she might be good for him.
Yo, he definitely has a fever right now. Like a real bad one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Sure. He's got it real bad.
Yeah, he's itching.
He breathes, and I can see the brimstone just come out of his lungs. It is disgusting.
Oh, God. Keep that away from us. We don't want that spreading.
I completely agree.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense that he was vehemently against having a circus, because maybe he doesn't want to infect anyone.
He's actually an incredibly talented medical doctor, so knowing that he wouldn't want to pass on a disease, a sickness, or a curse to everybody else actually is, you know, an incredible amount of foresight and talent on his end.
Especially something so infernal.
Gonna let that pass one time.
Okay.
Abyssal.
Okay. See, they both started with A.
Nope. One starts with a vowel, the other one starts with an I. I explained this actually very clearly in an earlier episode, yeah.
Oh.
But, he has the bad one.
Was I there for that?
Yeah. Probably, I don't remember.
Was I there for that?
Have you ever been there for a conversation that I have been discussing
about?
Yeah, right, yeah. But how do you feel we can implement these two new cast members into kind of the overall We have a lot going on, right? Have you been able to assess them at all? I'm assuming by the whip, at least one of them.
Yeah, a little bit. So I think the ghost whisperer dog, I think he would be best for like a sideshow attraction, kind of like a crystal ball, sort of communing with your dead spirits, whatever.
Okay, great.
I think he's like a side thing, not part of the main event. And then honestly, the little man there, you partner him with Miss Dancer. They're masters of the skies.
So that's actually... Together. I would like to take it one step further.
Okay.
And I would like to make, and I, it's just the three of us here, right?
Yeah.
And only two of us are listening. So, candidly, I think it would actually be best for both of them to be them best selves.
Okay.
And to maybe initiate a little bit of rivalry between them.
Oh.
Either one of them could be the master of the skies. And it's up to them to understand that they could come together to actually be the masters of the sky.
Okay.
So I would like you to make it seem like there's only kind of one spot for that.
All right.
So they both kind of need to go all out.
We'll hold some tryouts.
I like that. I like that a lot.
All right.
Oh, but they don't realize that the one spot is big enough for two.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Actually, there's one thing I'm good at. It's demoralizing, making you feel less than yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And letting you know that one spot is big enough for two.
Also that, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, almost reach arounding to let them know their full potential.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Couple times.
Correct. I mean, best case scenario.
Right.
Doesn't always happen. I hope it happens with this horse and this little tiny pixie thing, but who knows?
Yep.
Who knows?
Consider it done.
Professor, still alive.
Still kicking.
Good on him. Yep. Good on him.
Yeah.
Cubby made it back?
Cubby's fine.
Also dope.
Yep.
What else do we need to go over?
Advertisements.
Oh, yeah, we need to put out some flyers. Did you get the messenger that Zareth sent?
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Oh, good.
We're almost fashion.
He's actually
why do we even pay for that?
He's having tea with the professor right now.
Oh, good.
He was kind of old.
Oh, yeah. He was moving to get here.
I probably shouldn't have made him run.
I was kind of impressed. So, yeah, I offered him some refreshments. He's sitting with old man. It's fine.
All right, good. So to just kind of catch up on what we've been up to, we found a Shuni town. There's two Aeon towers, like kind of somewhat close.
Okay.
We solved one of them. There wasn't even like a whole ton there outside a whole bunch of like big old robots and a whole bunch of like cables and stuff. And
weird.
Who the heck is that guy?
Yeah, we unplanned.
I really appreciate that. That was a great joke. That was a very good joke.
But we unplugged him. Some stuff exploded. Seemed like everything's good. But there's like another place we gotta go.
And Brennan was just like ripping stuff apart. We were like, no, stop. Everyone's gonna die.
Oh, speaking of, I need you to keep special notice of the business expenditures. Mr. Brennan, he may remember it, he may not, was talking about buying all sorts of extensive and extrusive things for Gigi. We came into a little bit of money.
Okay.
I'm going to drop off some of that now just so we can really kind of get the stuff moving. Long story short, once again, two Aeon Towers. We've solved one.
Okay.
Things are about to get a little bit better. So we have the show tomorrow. We talk about how even tomorrow, you'll notice the sun's a little bit brighter, the grass is a little bit greener, the water's flowing a little bit flowier.
Because I am here.
Because I am here.
All right.
We're going to go solve the other Aeon Tower thing.
Okay.
Come back. Things should kind of compound at that point, and we should have ourselves a medium-sized Aberton.
All right. That sounds great. I'll rustle up the kids to get handing out some flyers.
Distribution.
Right.
Gotta have... It's smooth. And we haven't even stolen anything.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Perfect.
When the need arises, I'm sure.
I mean, at some point, you might need something stolen.
That's true.
I know who to talk to.
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of, you didn't, like, sneak into any houses recently and do anything?
No.
Dope. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well... Everything's all...
Zareska is looking at her with one eye.
Back and forth. But yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to head back. We'll get Kerva. We'll get Brennan. Well, probably not Brennan. But, well, maybe Brennan. Zareska, I think, is going to be handling Brennan's duties unless he's feeling better at that time.
I have to handle my duty.
Do we have a medic that treats medics here?
Not here. No, Brennan's our man.
That's kind of, I thought so too.
I mean, that seems like a redundant hire.
It really, he's just so incredibly gifted at what he does. It just, it didn't never seem like we would ever need another one.
He is good at what he does, yeah.
And what he does isn't nice at the start, but ends up becoming very pleasant.
Leaves me extremely unhealed, often.
Oh yeah, that, yeah, he does roll a lot of ones in combat when we really need it, but.
Lately it's been good, except when I'm doing it to myself.
C'est la vie.
Oh, before you go, there's something I gotta show you.
Okay. Yeah.
I was working on some new mock-ups for new costumes, and then I said, Marie, stop it. We already got some new costumes. Let's funnel our energy elsewhere.
No, that was me telling you those exact words when you said we need new costumes, actually.
Right. I just heard you in my voice.
Oh, fair.
So that's an authority that I trust.
Yeah.
So the new guy, you got Quinn?
Mr. Quinn. Bowling.
Right.
Yeah.
The toy maker. Right?
Probably.
Yeah, you got him from Mistress.
Gotcha. Pink. Yes.
He's like a dog person, too.
Yes.
That's a face only a mother could love. But so I sat with him, right? Because he makes his own toys. Mm-hmm. He's incredibly talented. And so I commissioned him to make. She like runs over to a tent, like comes back out with a box. She like opens it. She's like, your very own. Customized individual action figures of yourself. She like takes out a little mud.
That's awesome.
Complete with a ringmaster staff. She like takes out a little Zaresk with a rock tea kettle. Okay.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right?
This is incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know why, you know. We got to work on his tail because it looks like a piece broke, but this is fantastic.
He even made a Mr. Brennan and it squeaks.
Yeah, I have a broken piece on mine too. I have a bow that only has the bottom. All right, so some work needs to be done, but honestly, yeah. This is very high quality.
Yep, I got a curva, came with a mop, a broom, and a bucket. So
my tail's broken off too.
You know, it makes sense that I would have the saber and the hat because that's how most people know me from the circus.
Well, and that's how he met you.
Correct.
Right.
So
I thought he could kind of like individualize some merch for our big ticket attractions. You know, make some mist dances, make a little pixie man, make the water dude, some fireman, whatever.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this toy maker is as talented in toy making as Brennan is in medical stuff, where it's like, it's insanely detailed, very good. But then there's a couple pieces that are broken that are obvious oversights, but still at the end of the day, just very, very good.
You know what? You have to cut some pieces in order to.
I think that's what it is. I think that was the connection I was thinking of.
And then you know it's custom.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Correct.
And then once y'all fix those towers.
I mean, it's plural tower at this point.
And then we could start selling little doodads of yous. Look, you're the heroes of the Swordlands.
Actually.
Yeah, we need to start franchising this out. If we're going to go and like save the day at these places and have a circus, we need to leave behind a franchise that is going to continue to sell them merch.
I agree.
Why their lives are so much
better. We can make a game out of this because we already have miniature towers that have mugs.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so if we made some, if he could make these little people and then make little terrain thingies, the kids could play our adventures.
Well, these are really highly detailed. I don't know if I would want kids playing with these. I think this is more of kind of an adult thing.
That might be true.
To collect. And,
right.
And so what if we made like a lesser quality version that like even at the end of the day could be smashed flat with a mug?
Yeah, yes.
But they're so low cost.
They already have these mugs.
Right, yes. They already have the mugs.
You smash things flat with them.
So, like, let's make ones that are cheap where you could buy a couple of them. So if a kid does smash it at the start of his day with a mug, like, it doesn't matter. You have another one in the closet. You're buying a 5-pack of Brennan's at this point.
And they all squeak when you smash it.
Exactly. Highly exactly.
Expensive. Yours should bleed.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it should be like a color changing, like a temperature one. You put it in water, it's like, oops, all bruise.
Carvis should be the only one that doesn't break when he hit it.
Oh yeah, he needs to be made out of something significantly stronger than pewter, that's for sure.
I have an excellent joke that I want to do.
Go ahead, Kerva.
Can one of you guys notice one of those like little strings on the back of Kerva? Like the one that you pull and he says something?
Oh, hang on, Mud, you have on Kerva's here. Let me just pull that for you.
Oh, wow.
Maintenance.
How did they? Wow.
Genius.
That is so spot on.
Genius.
Maria's really done her research.
Yes, she has.
So, Marie, we're gonna head back. Let's find our next franchisee.
The cord even took 7 seconds to go back in.
That's the thing. It's that small attention to detail. That's right. Why this guy. But once again, no seaweed stands.
Well, okay, all right. Well, that's how he knew him.
Right.
And then he will evolve. Right. So new additions. Mm-hmm. So you can sell the original.
And then the mop seaweed accessory.
Yes.
Additional buckets.
Correct. Sorted or not Zeresk hats that you can remove. Mm-hmm. Muds with hands all over their faces and body.
Oh, with blood you can put back in. With Cubby's
sidecar attachment.
With Cubby's side.
This is good. Marie, you got all this down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When we come back, I want the name of our next franchisee that is going to run our merch shop here, because we cannot honestly afford to leave people behind, so we need to find a local.
Okay.
Just trick them into making, you know, that they're going to be rich, because honestly, they'll be richer than anyone else here, outside of Opera Vandy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Another, no, that's a terrible idea. I've met one and they're awful. Never mind.
That was a lot of thought all at once.
It's different. It's thinking.
Only a little
bit. The thought popped in and then I thought about the thought.
That's how they get you.
Right.
Okay.
That's how they get you.
I'm great.
All right. Well, if that's all, I'm going to get back to these training drills. Yeah?
Well, I mean, there's other people in the training drills. We really need that franchisee and that merch just rocking it up.
Okay.
So Quimbley or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Put the whips to him. Get him going good.
All right.
There's no one we can trust but you.
Aw. You know I love it when you say that. I'm not trustworthy at all.
I know. And I'm terrified.
She like readjusts her oranges. She's like, leave it to me, Mud.
Oh, that one's going bad.
Oh.
No, replace it.
Damn it.
Starting to mold right around the navel.
We'll cast guidance on Marie as we head out.
You don't know how bad it tastes.
Mold?
To have a moldy navel.
Why would it taste?
All right, kids, assemble. Let's go.
Navel is also an orange.
That's true. That's what I was referring to.
Puts her wig back up.
Her also made out of oranges.
It's just like the spirally peel.
It's so moldy, it's white.
She stalks off.
All right, perfect.
But this is genius.
Yep.
So we could already sell these at different locations.
Yeah.
Like that island that we were on that I know the name of, which is Absalom, now that I look at the map behind us.
Yep.
We could send someone with just crates of them back there and sell them.
Actually, yes.
You know?
I mean, they already had a parade for us.
Correct.
I think these will sell here, and we haven't gotten even a single parade. So, honestly, coming back through, making sure things are good, and then setting up shop, maybe a small kiosk.
Yeah.
I have the name for it. TJ Mud.
I would love.
We could import things from other places too that are very like
what's
inexpensive.
TJ?
Totally jacked.
That's one of the muds.
Just ripped.
You are surprisingly strong.
They could be Muddinistas.
They could be Muddinistas. Oh, that is perfect, Zeresk. You're a lot smarter than Brennan looks.
I just enjoy things that I enjoy.
Oh, that's fair. Actually, yeah, that's been my experience with you kind of as a whole. But,
I was going to say words. Oh, well, if we ship them back to Absalom, we could have a thing of us saving them against the crazy cat lady. The whole new expansion. Where you could have a toy of her, and then her head flips over and she's dead.
Yeah, that's definitely one to kind of probably bring through QA for sure. But like first and the last, I mean.
Yeah. There could be me rolling inside of Clown Gut.
That could be like a kid's meal. We could brand it out anytime a new like wave comes out. There's like local restaurants, right? Yeah. That are like having exclusive, like kind of crappy versions of it, which then make the kids want it.
Right.
And then they get it and they're like, this is kind of crappy. I want the real one.
The clown roll.
Correct.
Is the name of the meal.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Sounds like 90s Beetlejuice action figures. The head flips over and she's dead.
That's buy two for the price of three. But no, I like that quite a bit. And then if eventually she'll get out of jail.
Yeah.
And kind of the market in her markets will already be overthrown that she's kind of a villain. Oh, it'll be like
if it's a people's choice of her staying, like if they increase the sentence and we just continuously show her as an awful person.
Oh, yeah.
Then she'll just stay in jail forever where she belongs.
Just think about the little like flavor text we could put at the back of all the packages that talks about why she got her sentence extended.
Yeah.
Or like killing a kid that was also incarcerated for some reason. Or, you know, writing a book about a really comfy chair or something, for instance. But I think that...
Yeah,
I think correct. We're all done with examples of all of the text that we should probably head back.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good segue to us not talking about this anymore.
Yep, I agree, yeah. So, let's all head back.
All right, so you guys head back. Martins walks back with you.
Oh, you're still here. Great.
Yeah, he actually might need a shoulder.
Oh, that's okay. It was nice to take a load off for a minute.
No, I'm sure Opera Vandy is very stressful.
Not really. He's a nice guy.
No.
Yeah. Keeps weird hours.
No, I'm sure he communes with the dead.
I mean, he embalms.
That's what I said.
Yeah, right. Is that not a communion of sorts?
Okay. Right.
Yeah. All
right. He breaks bread and eats it.
But, and you know, he likes to oftentimes have refreshments for the families during the viewings and whatnot, so.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yep.
Speaking of which, you should get some cucumbers soon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we should probably grab some cucumbers, actually, on the way.
We could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a butler. Is that a derogatory?
No.
No? Okay, cool.
It's kind of like a parrot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
All right. So he's the cat. Got it. Okay.
Opera Vandy is the funeral
captain. But he's not mine, so I don't have to be nice to him.
Well, you did hire him to bring a message, right? So he is kind of your parrot.
No, I mean the captain.
Huh?
He's not my captain. Opera Vandy.
No. Yeah, no.
So I don't have to be nice to him.
No.
Parrots got to stick together.
Well, he's your parrot. You told him to go do something to bring that letter to Marie, and he did. He is your parrot.
I'm gonna
parrots having parrots shaking my head.
I'm gonna have to ask Curva if it's okay if I have a parrot as a parrot. And I don't know if he's gonna like me asking that question.
Almost certainly not.
But I'm still gonna ask him.
Naturally.
Because his response will be funny either way. Let's get cucumbers.
Yeah. A few cucumbers and then, bad signal back.
All right. So, Brennan, Zuresk. Nope. Curva.
It was close.
Yes.
Peggy. You guys are
I at
out.
Some point brought them in there. I got biscuits for Peggy because I promised. And then I remembered that I actually had ingredients for scones, so I whipped those up as well.
Oh, wow.
Yep. A little bit of jelly on the side.
Any clotted cream?
If only. No, it's the local lifestyle. I wouldn't trust them with the clotted cream. Yeah, they don't have the proper infrastructure for transporting it.
Not until all the towers are fixed.
No, then that's priority number one. Rest assured. But then I will continue to give them privacy, close the door, and put gardening gloves on the doorknob.
It's no problem, Kirva.
Nope, mum's the word. All right, look, do it, catch up in the way that you kid want to. I wink through the door.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I might watch in on Umbo because Mop is in there and I can share senses with him.
Yeah. While they're just talking.
I feel like he would just stand outside the door with like his fingers in his ears, and just stand guards and make sure nobody comes through. Just doesn't want to listen though.
Mm-hmm. So Brennan, I have some intel that places the rest of our party somewhere near the Immon Wood. I'm on my way to go and try to regroup with them.
Oh, Mud is from there. I'm sure we'll be heading there before too long.
I'm sure. Yes. The Old Forest Tower is located just northwest of the Immon Wood, so that's where we will be.
Okay.
If you want to rendezvous at any point.
Well, once we do the circus show tomorrow, and then we, the next day and first thing, I'm sure we'll head out to the Life Fruit Tower.
Wonderful.
And then once we're done there, we can meet you at the Old Forest Tower?
Yes.
Ah, I remembered. Be careful of Zolgath. If you have any way to reduce your chance of sickness by inhalation, do that.
Good intel. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
She like takes your hand to like shake it. She's like, best of luck, Brennan. Remember, Akitan is relying on the information that we gather.
Yes.
About these towers and these stones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, if there's a crystal absorbing it like a battery, be very careful taking it apart.
Yes, I will not just bash at the connections.
Well, nobody did that.
Or just rip them away willy-nilly.
Just be careful. It might explode.
Okay.
It hurt a lot.
All right. Best of luck. I'm taking the rest of these scones with me.
Very good.
Okay.
Good luck, too.
She, like, turns on her heel and leaves.
You're faking.
I'm very sick.
I can tell.
No, you can't.
You're so sweaty.
Yes. Fever just broke.
And as she opens the door to leave, there's...
dirty doorknobs. Yep, I'm just gonna finish that off right there and continue with the rest of the hallway that I was cleaning very busily.
She looks up at Zeresk. Looks over to Mud.
Baxter, how you doing?
She's like, that's right. Good day.
You a demon yet?
Not literally, no.
I heard that. I'm just sick.
With demon influenza?
That's not even true.
It's demon pox.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Ooh, Brennan's got the demon pox.
No, you're not a medic.
I'm a magical medic.
No, you're not.
I think technically, yeah, kind of.
No, just because you could cast one healing spell.
It's actually my signature spell. I can cast it at several different levels. It's like at 5 different levels currently.
It's signature
spell. Still one spell you can do.
Also, I have you should many leave. Spells
this
of the
divination.
This is going
to happen for half an hour.
There are a lot of them.
The orc made scones.
I poked my nail into one of them.
She turns and leaves.
I cast guidance on her.
If you reheat them, use a low setting. No burn.
I love the idea of Kerva like making all these baked goods. Like he doesn't. There's not so much anything to clean anymore. But he has to be.
I gotta keep the hands
somehow,
busy.
So you're just gonna like bake, make a mess, clean it up, bake some more.
I'm still recovering from.
He's totally crunk.
I'm still recovering from multiple days of not cleaning, and like so I'm doubling down, especially because this is where that all went down. Mm. So like I'm reestablishing my territory here.
As she's heading out, mm-hmm. I would like to spend a focus point to amp a message spell.
Okay.
To Peggy.
Okay.
And just let her know, Mr. Brennan's mine. If you ever do anything to hurt him or to build his distrust in this circus or me, there will be multiple planes of torment coming down upon you.
Grab the mic.
Smooches. Mud. She gets an additional action this turn because I spent that focus point too. Okay. She can use it for a strike or a stride or a movement.
She's just going to keep walking.
She comes back and elemental blasts you in the face.
Try it.
I love the notion that Mud is just very protective of Mr. Brennan because, like, he's just very possessive. Like, so all of the down talking is because he doesn't want anyone to take him.
He's mine.
I'm just negging him so he doesn't feel like he could go anywhere
else. Work anywhere, you know.
Curva.
Jurassic.
Can parrots have parrots?
Oh, no.
Parrot. Well, what would be the point of that, I wonder?
Parrots doing things for other parrots.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, see, if a parrot has a parrot,
yeah,
then that parrot's a captain.
Oh.
All parrots come from parrots.
And that's going to be, yeah, that causes conflict with the organization higher up.
So
because if your parrot is also a captain, it's a well with no bottom.
So
as I understand it, are what land people use to bring the ocean to them.
An aqueduct.
That's the best I could understand about wells from the few snippets of conversation here or there.
So, if I took someone's parrot and it did something for me, am I now the captain?
No, I mean, if you took someone's parrot, it's not really your parrot.
So, wait, if I asked a parrot to do something...
It's your prisoner. You could be a slaver.
Oh.
A bird slaver.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, there's no conflict about a parrot being a slaver.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go ask Mud a question.
I don't care.
Mud.
Yeah.
What's your repentance system?
What?
We're falling apart.
What the hell?
If just in case someone were to do something unsavory, would they repent unto your eyes?
Well, the scones are sweet by their very nature. If you wanted savory scones, I could do it, but I need the prep time.
I guess I don't understand the context. I don't know if you've, like, watched the last 170 episodes, but normally when someone wrongs me, I just kind of just ignore it and move on.
You try to make them bleed and then recognize that they didn't hit you with a slashing weapon.
Correct. That's the majority of it.
These are great things because nothing happened.
Oh, great.
Perfect. Oh, that no.
Sounds really good.
I have to go ask Brennan a question.
Yeah, sorry, Zaresk. Visiting hours are over. You're going to have to come back tomorrow.
What is it, Zaresk?
No, it's okay. I'll wait until your visiting hours are up tomorrow.
It's fine.
I don't want to...
We're both here.
Don't go near him like visitor.
You're not a visitor. You're part of the crew.
Hey, medic outranks me. In you go. And I shove him through the door and slam it shut.
Not too close! Don't touch him!
How did you... successfully lie to Mud for so long?
What do you mean? It was a lie by omission.
Oh, and that made it okay.
It just never came up until it did. I mean, it was also a courtroom, and I couldn't bring myself to lie there.
All right, so I'm good until the next time we go to court.
What are you lying about?
Nothing.
You're lying right now.
Absolutely not.
I thought you were better at the...
We're omitting the fact that nothing has happened.
Will it affect me? negatively?
Are you a parrot?
No.
Then no, absolutely not.
Then fine, whatever.
That sounded like the end of conversation.
I appreciate you.
I open the door and drag him back out through it and slam the door shut again.
I claw against everything for no reason, trying to...
No!
And when I'm outside, I'm like, thanks, Greva, and walk away.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to go stand in the yard for a while.
Just standing there?
Yeah.
Practicing your seaweed stance?
No, just staring at things.
Right on. So I assume you guys fill Mr. Brennan in on the plan.
No. Through the door, yes.
You could even write it down.
No, I have multiple spells or items that could communicate to him.
I don't believe it's contagious, Mud. We don't.
You don't know. You were bit and you contained it. It is contagious. That is how it works.
Her sister was a witch, bro. Such vibes of that.
The wicked witch of the east. You gonna tell me I'm wrong? Grow up.
Stop drinking milk, Anthony.
Put strawberry stuff in it or chocolate stuff. What are you, a criminal?
Anthony shouldn't drink milk. He has hot hands. It'll curdle.
He regularly sends us graphs about how he can drink more milk than other people. Because of his genetics.
He's blessed genetically.
I have those same genes.
What?
But I don't drink milk. He's just flaunting it.
You guys buy jeans at the same store?
He's like, if you're Dutch, you can drink more milk than other people. It's like, Anthony, that's weird to say regularly in front of other people in public. Stop bringing it up.
He's proud of his heritage, all right?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, and when you look at Anthony, the first thing you think is Dutch.
Right? It's the clogs.
Dude loves a windmill.
Sure. I caught it.
Settle down.
I almost knocked over my Stanley Cup. Played a lot of hockey to get that. All right, so what do you guys do to fill your time between now and the circus tomorrow?
Stand in the yard.
Stand in the yard.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
I'm just assisting Mr. Brennan in his recovery.
Reading.
I'm yelling through the door at Brennan about, like, this is the merch we're putting out. Like, what price points should we be doing this? There's this Noel that apparently we recruited that is actually pretty good at this, but it's like stuff is always broken on it. There's
people just blathering through the door.
Correct.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Brennan's just reading.
So do we sell them all as like discount, but like mark up the price so they think the real value significantly higher because there's like a little broken piece out of the tail, but it's like, it's still 20 gold. So they'd be like, whoa, an intact one should be like worth so much more. Or do we just kind of sell them as is and you get what you get? But that kind of devalues the brand as a whole.
Did you know the Swordlands is called that because of its swampy terrain?
Wouldn't it be called the Swamplands in that case?
I don't, Mr. Brennan. I just...
Oh, what?
We're talking about merch. We have like new employees now. Marie's trying to work on merchandising and we're gonna.
Oh, very good. Yes, do that. As I said earlier, that will help make money in addition to just big top shows. Perfect.
All right. But like there's like margins and stuff. This is like your thing. Like what should we be selling this stuff at?
I can't think about that right now. I'm sick.
Oh, I forgot to put the margarine away. Thank you, Mud.
All right. Well, Mr. Brennan would obviously be on this and would talk to me about this and not be distracted in a different circumstance. So obviously he's pretty much borderline a demon.
Why do you think I'm turning into a demon?
Well, because you have the abyssal plague.
We don't know that.
Oh, I can smell it.
I failed all my medicine checks to do with this.
I passed all of my
smell
checks.
This is probably the 20th time Mud has accused Mr. Brennan of secretly being a demon.
Ever since that time I asked or tried to speak in abyssal or whatever it was.
He's good with money. Mammon. Is Mammon a demon? No, but he is a devil, so he might be a demon disguising himself as a devil. He might open up his own mart, selling our merch across the land, available everywhere. What's that?
That's the idea.
As to what?
To sell our merch across the land.
Right.
Yes, we will do that.
But it's pronounced D-Oval.
Oh, because there's a second A. What?
D-Oval.
Why? What? Why are you doing that? Why is your hand over your mouth?
I'm outside.
No, I know, but like that's making it even harder to hear you.
I just figured the ambiance of the situation.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Anyway, Brennan, what was your sister doing here?
Brennan, you have a sister? I'm now at the window.
Oh yeah, he had a lady caller.
Oh, didn't you? Do I not know that? I thought I did.
Brennan, do you have a Marie?
Marie, I believe at the circus, didn't you say you spoke with her?
Marie's your sister? That is sick, Brennan. You can't have that type of relationship.
Talk
Marie
about this. I don't have any siblings. I have a lot of siblings, but.
Me too.
No, sorry, that was part of my story about Absalom. But no.
Sometimes your lies are just hard to keep straight, Mr. Brennan.
Agreed.
I wish you would admit them more, but you just tell us fragrant lies. You're from here, you're from there.
I'm a slaver.
Oh, come on now. I'm going to cast Silence on Zareth.
And with that, we'll see you next time on episode 142.
What is happening?
I don't know. You're off the rails.
This is all in the book, right?
No more scones for you.
Cut off.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolfthorpe actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.